סך נגון פרק יקימו מישה דה הבית המוסקור מטעמי מיטויכו והמוכו המיטויכו הוא מאחור ההלת את טעמי מוסקור הנגע appeared in the house and now the house is locked up to see if the nega spread or if it goes away or if it becomes more dull than it was while the house is locked up it's tummy muskul and it's metame from the inside somebody would touch the interior wall even without entering the house he would become tummy but if he touches the outside of the wall he would not become tummy unless he touches the reverse side of the stone that actually has the nega and the house that's mukhla that decisively tummy that the nega had gone away and then returned or we had taken away the avanim in which the nega appeared on and after we took them away the nega returned to the house. In such a case, the house is tamei mukhla, and it would be metame both from the inside and from the outside. If you touch the interior wall, or even if you touch the exterior part of the wall, you would become tamei. Zev v'zeh metame b'bia. Both the house that's tamei muskor and the house that's tamei mukhla would be metame b'bia by entering the house. If you enter a house that's tamei muskor or tamei mukhla, you would become tamei even though you did not touch the walls of the house. Second, the Gemara Perek Gimel Mishnah Hey, Habayne Minam Muskor Bitar. A house that's tummy muskor, and the nega had spread, and it didn't, so you have to remove the stone in which the nega appeared on. And you took a stone from that house which is tummy muskor, and you built it into a house that is tar. V'chazar nega labayis. And after you took a stone from the house of tummy muskor and built it into a tar house, the nega returned to the house that was tummy muskor. The din is choyle. You have to remove the stone that you had taken from the house that's tamei muskor. You have to remove it from the house that's tar. And since the nega returned to the house that's tamei muskor, so that house is decisively tamei, including the stone that you took from it, so therefore you have to remove the stone that you had taken from it. Chazar ala avanim habayis harishon yinotet. B'havanim yishamshu es habayis hasheni b'simon. If the nega returned, not to the house that's tamei muskor, but to the stone that you took from that house and built it into a different house that is tar. And those stones that you took, the nega reappeared on those stones. So now, the house that's tamei muskor would have to be demolished. Since the nega returned, that house is now tamei muskor and would have to be knocked down. Even though the nega did not return to that house, instead, it returned to the stone that you took from that house and makes no difference. Since the nega returned, the house that's tamei muskor has to be knocked down. Now, the stone that you took from that house and you put it into the house that's tar, those stones have the same din as the house that's tamei muskor. They have to be demolished. But we'll not take them away from the new house yet. As we wait and see how the nega develops, the nega that returns to those stones, whether it spreads or not, as now that those stones are in a house that's tar, that new house now becomes tamei since one of the stones of that house. A nega appeared on it. But we wouldn't demolish the house yet, since this nega is appearing in this house for the first time. We'll wait and see. The nega spreads, or if it gets dull, or if it goes away, we have to wait and see what happens. And the only way we would know what happened to that nega is by leaving the stone in that new house. So therefore, this stone that was put into the new house would remain there until we see how the nega develops. But eventually, no matter how that nega develops, even if it goes away completely, that stone would eventually have to be removed and be demolished, since it's considered part of the old house, which then is that old house, plus the stones that were taken from it, have to be demolished. So therefore, the stones that were taken from that house and built into a new house, the nega reappeared on those stones that were built into a new house. Wait and see how that nega developed. As according to how that nega developed, that's how we would treat the new house. And once we know how that nega developed, in any case, those stones would have to be taken out of the new house and be demolished along with the old house that had become decisively tumbled.